I stepped off the ferry onto the island where the space elevator cable up to the Spirit of Britannia was located. It disappeared into the clouds above and appeared to be tilting as if it might fall on me. The island was a treeless, grassy knoll with rocky cliffs all around, except for where the ferries docked. The stinging ocean wind swept across its surface, making the elevator cable sing with a deep bass thrum. It was strange and exhilarating to be standing on such a flat, clear area. I was accustomed to everywhere above water being covered in layers of terraces that were dense with crops and tiny dwellings. Perhaps my great-great-something grandchildren would live on a new planet where the land was this open and free.
"Proceed to the buildings over there,"
an officer shouted from further up the hill, and I and the other cadets who'd arrived on the ferry, 40 women and 2 men, followed her directions to the plain concrete structures at the base of the elevator. After 3 hours of induction, I was in a group of 10 dazed recruits following an uninterested lieutenant through the corridors of the island facility. We were all too exhausted from the induction to say much. My arm still stung from the multiple vaccinations, and the burgundy-coloured coverall that had replaced my Euro-tear uniform was stiff and scratchy. I checked the new secure tablet I'd been assigned. It was a heavy-duty model, water and shockproof, and held more terabytes of information than I could read in a year, along with stern security warnings about sharing any of it, even with fellow recruits. We arrived at a corridor with 5 doors on either side and a set of double doors at the end. "These are your quarters, with a shared bathroom at the end of the corridor," the lieutenant said. "Settle in, then Commander Alto will speak to you." Each door had a name on it and a fingerprint lock. I thumbed my door and it opened to reveal standard single accommodation that could have been in any barracks with a narrow bed and a small desk. My duffel bag was already on the floor next to the bed. I put my new clothes on the bed, the tablet on the desk, and peered out the window. The ferry terminal was at the bottom of the hill, and 6 young people were boarding, their body language projecting different levels of shame and defeat. I realized they were failures, rejects. I straightened. "Not me. I'm doing this." The tablet pinged. There was a briefing in the lecture theatre in 5 minutes. I quickly stowed the clothing in the small closet and headed out the door to join the other cadets heading towards the theatre. We were all wearing different coloured coveralls, probably identifying our skill sets. I noticed the same female-to-male ratios on the ferry. There were 20 people living in this corridor and only 1 man. We turned a corner and I nearly walked into an Asian man in a green coverall. He was as tall as me and slightly overweight, with scruffy hair and a square face. I stopped and said, "Sorry," then realized who he was.